The Gemara Daf Kuf Yudalad Amabeis quotes a brisa that says that even if you eat more lachatzoin, you eat half a shear, and then you eat another half a shear, as long as you're not shohe, as long as you don't wait more than kedei achilas pras, so then you can be yotze the mitzvah. As long as you eat a kezayis b'tok kedei achilas pras. So the impression you get from the Gemara clearly is that you need a kezayis, you need some kind of a shear for mar. But it's not just the brisa here on Kuf Yudalad. The Mishnah says it. The Mishnah on Daf Lametes says mitzar from the kezayis. But all the different types of mara, there are five types of mara that the Mishnah gives, they can all be mitzar to the kezayis. So clearly there is a need for a shear. How do you know that you need a shear? So the Rosh comments, a very interesting comment that we started talking about last time. The Rosh says, since you make a bracha l'achilas mara, chazal v'sakin anusach ha-brocha with the loshen achila, so therefore you gotta have a kezayis, because if not, you'll be dover shkorn. Be lying. He doesn't use that term, but he's saying the Nusach HaBrocha tells me that you have to eat a kezayis, because if the Nusach HaBrocha includes a Lashon Achila, and Achila and Achila Pchusim a kezayis, that must mean that you have to have a kezayis. So we were very troubled with the Rosh. He's been dying from a Nusach HaBrocha. If that's the mitzvah, then that's the mitzvah. If it says Achila in the Pasuk, Legabi Mar, then you need a kezayis. If it doesn't say Achila, you don't need a kezayis. So what's the Rosh bringing a raya from the Nusach HaBrocha? What's going on? We asked a few more questions. So we pointed out that there are two basic approaches that the late Rishonim and the Achronim have. The Shagasari, one of the Achronim, he suggests that Taka, the Rosh holds, that really the reason why you need a kezayis. I'm sorry, let's present it differently. The Chasam Sofer suggests that according to the Rosh, the reason why you need a kezayis is because it says Achil in the Pasuk Legabe Mar. Aye, but it doesn't really say Achil in the Pasuk Legabe Mar. It says Amata Samrorim Yochluhu, really, which is going on the Korban Pesach, not on the Mara. The Chasam Sofer says, yeah, but Mara is Iskish LePesach. It's in the same Pasuk with the Korban Pesach. What's more, Mara is Iskish LeMatzah, and it says Ba'erev Toch LeMatzah, so it uses a Lashon Achila LeGabe Matzah. So Zok the Chasam Sofer, even though it doesn't use a Lashon Achila explicitly about Mara, it doesn't matter. It's associated with the Achila of Matzah and the Achila of Pesach, and that's why it needs a kezayis. Even though the Rosh writes that, it sounds from the Rosh that he's saying that the Nusach HaBrocha is what tells me that you need a kezayis Amar, it's not really true, says the Chasam Sofer. The real answer is that it says Achil in the Pasuk Legabe Karban Pesach and Legabe Matzah, and Mar is Iskish LaMatzah LaPesach, so therefore that Lashon Achil applies to Mar as well. Now that seems a little bit difficult because even though Mar is Iskish the Karban Pesach, but it's only Tufel to the Karban Pesach. The Lashon Achila is not going on the Mar. It's only Tufel. It's Hechshera de Pischa. Medina Daraisa, without the Karban Pesach, there is no Mar. Right? Even if you don't have the Mar, you can have the Karban Pesach. But as the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, without the Karban Pesach, there is no Mar. And it would seem as though you don't even have to have a kezayis of mar with the Karban Pesach. It's tafel to the Karban Pesach. You got to eat a little matzah mar together with the Karban Pesach. But is there a din achila in the mar? The din achila is in the Karban Pesach. And even if you'll tell me, but there's a lashon achila by matzah, and if mar is iskish la matzah, so then achila should apply to mar. Yeah, but mar is not iskish la matzah. The matzah of ba'er of tofel matzahs. It's not iskish to the independent mitzvah of matzah. It's not compared to the matzah for that mitzvah. It's compared to the matzah that it's also hechshera de pischa. You eat the matzah together with the mara as hechshera de pischa. And that mitzvah of matzah doesn't require a kezayis either. So the Chasam Sofer is very difficult. If you're only going to learn the need for a kezayis from Lashon Achila in the pasuk that talks about Pesach and matzah and say that mara is iskish lematzah the Pesach and therefore needs an achila, because the Achil is not really talking about the Mar, it's talking about something else, and Mar is not really, Mar doesn't get an Achila just because it's compared to Pesach and Matzah. It's difficult, it's very difficult to Chasam Sofer. The Trumas Hadeshen and the Shagas Aryeh, so they assume Kipshuta. Trumas Hadeshen was one of the late Rishonim, he collects a lot of the Rishonim. Both the Trumas Hadeshen and the Shagas Aryeh felt that, according to the Rosh, Achil is not said by Mar. Kipshut. Achil is not said by Mar. It's said by Pesach. It's said by Matzah. But it's not said by Mar. So therefore, that couldn't be the source that you need a kezayis of Mar. So that's precisely why the Rosh had to pick the Nusach HaBrach. He had to pick on the Nusach HaBrach because that's really the only source that we have that you should need a kezayis by Mara. It says al achilas Mara. We say al achilas Mara. So we say al achilas Mara, then you have to have a kezayis. But achilas the pasach, achilas not a pasach, not going on Mara. Right? The achilas is going on Pesach and Matzah, and Mara is compared to them, but the achilas is not talking about the Mara. So how can you say that you need a kezayis because of the achilas? These are the two approaches that we have within the Rosh. But the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shagasari is Garshna. It's one thing to say like the Chasam Sofer. We don't understand the Chasam Sofer, but at least his pshat is a working pshat in the Rosh. Chasam Sofer says that since Mara is compared to Pesach and Matzah, therefore Achila applies to Mara as well. Achila applies to Mara. The Urayim wanted to say that Achila applies to Mara. The Hagos Maimini that you saw today also says Achila applies to Mara. So we find the Rishonim are saying this. It's not such a pillar. I just find a hard time understanding it. But the Chasam Sofer says that, and we find the Rishonim say it. So at least according to that pshat, the Rosh makes sense. The Rosh is just telling me that the Nusach HaBrach is a Gilu Nusach Ba'alma. The Nusach HaBrach just tells me, reveals to me that obviously the mitzvah of Mara requires Achila, because Achila is said in the Pasuk regarding Mara. So the ultimate reason that we need a kezayis is not because of Nusach HaBrach lefi the Chasam Sofer, but rather that's the nature of the mitzvah. So that approach is acceptable. It might be difficult, as we pointed out, but it's acceptable. But the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shagasai are saying that according to the Rosh, Taka Achila doesn't go on Mara. Achila of the Pasuk does not go on Mara. There is no mitzvah Achila and Mara, not Torah. And yet, we need a kezayis. But start from the kezayis, we need a kezayis. Why? Because the Nusach HaBrach is al Achilas Mara. Hecham Matzinadov HaKazem. What does that mean? Even if there's no mitzvah achil and mar, I still need a kezayis. Why would the chacham misaken such a nusach habracha? If there's no mitzvah achil, they should have been misaken. Al mitzvah smar. Why al achil asmar? It's not true. There is no mitzvah achil by mar. So what's going on over here? Yes, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shagasai are taka right that the simple lashon of the Rosh is mashma that we're looking at the Nusach HaBracha and we're dying something from the Nusach HaBracha, but it comes out that the mitzvah of Mara min HaTorah according to the Rosh, according to the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shagasai, is not Achila, and yet because the Nusach HaBracha is al Achila Smar, that's why we're going to require a Kezayis and Mar. Why? But if the mitzvah is not Achila, why would Chazal misaken such a Bracha? Rabbi Shechter in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi quotes from the Rav a third approach. It's really a hybrid, right? It's off the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shagasari. It's a hybrid of both approaches, but it's a third approach. What is the Rav saying? He says the whole problem that we have with the Rosh is that we're thinking the Rosh is making a statement about the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the whole problem. We have to figure out, is there achila in the pasuk? Is there no achila in the pasuk? Comes the Rav and says, maybe you totally misunderstood what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is not talking about Mara d'oraisa. He's talking about Mara b'zman hazeh. The suffix in the Rosh's head is, what's the mitzvah of Mara b'zman hazeh? Maybe the Rosh Taka understood that there is no mitzvah sachila in Mara d'oraisa. Like the Trumas Hadeshin in Shagasai. That's what I mean, that it's like a hybrid. The Rosh really agrees with the Trumas Hadeshin in Shagasai. And that's really the Pashup Shan, the Rosh, not like the Chasam Sofer. The Rosh saw Kezayis and Mara from Nusach HaBracha, not from the Lashon and the Pasuk. Pashup Shan is like the Shagasai and the Trumas Hadeshin. That's why they're so troubled. That's why Shagasai sees Kasha. If it's Nusach HaBracha, so what's he see? What's he saying? But if there's no achila in Mara, so why should he need a Kezayis? Comes the Rav and says, the Rosh never debated that Mara d'oraisa is not an achila. That's not a mitzvah achila. But the question is now that Bizman is that we have the din of Mara d'rabbanan, as the Gemara and the Chav says. But there's a Mara d'rabbanan when you don't have a carbon pesach. When you have a carbon pesach, so daka Mara and matzah tofel to the carbon pesach. But when you don't have a carbon pesach, you still have a mitzvah of matzah. Min HaTorah, says Rav. But erev tofel matzahs. And you have a mitzvah of Mara as well. Which mitzvah of Mara? Weird. It doesn't say in the pasuk. Mara d'rabbanan. Mara b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. And in fact, the Gemara Kuf Chof, not the part that I guess you will see, but Gemara talks about that even if someone is tameh, his mancha beisam midrash kaim, he can't bring the carbon pesach. He still eats mara. What's he eating mara for? There's no, if it's only hechsher the pesach, what's he eating mara for? Mara derabanan. Chazal will masakin a mitzvah of mara, even without the carbon pesach. So the question the Rosh has is not what's the nature of the mitzvah of mara deraisa. That he knows is not achila. That he knows is not achila. But what's mara derabanan? Will Chazal Masakin Mara Darabana to end the Raisa? That just like Mara Darisa is not Mitzachila, so to Mara Darabana? What did Chazal say? No, Mara Darisa is Hachshar the Pesach, but if you're eating Mara without the Karban Pesach, it's not Tofel to anything. So if it's not Tofel to anything, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That mitzvah is a mitzvah Sachila. That's the Safek of the Rosh. Mara Darabana. Is that a mitzvah Sachila? To end the Raisa? Not because it's in the Pasuk. There is no Pasuk about Mara Darabana. But should we say it's ke'en daraisa? It's not a mitzvah achila because the mar daraisa is only hasher the pesach. It's tafel the karpes. It's not a mitzvah achila. But should we say no? Mar darabanan is different than mar daraisa. By mar darabanan, since there is no karpes pesach, you're eating it by itself. So that mitzvah taka is a mitzvah achila. What's the maskana of the Rosh? He says, look at the nusach habracha. Chazal say to be mevarich al achilas mar. What does that show you? Rosh says from the nusach habracha we see that Mara Darabanan is a mitzvah sachila. That's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is not saying from the Nusach HaBracha we see what the mitzvah daraisa is. Look at the pasuk. If there's a pasuk kachila, so then the mitzvah daraisa. If there's no pasuk, the Nusach HaBracha is not going to help you anymore. The Rosh is not talking about Mara daraisa b'chla, he's talking about Mara Darabanan. We know what Mara daraisa is. It's not a mitzvah sachila. Achila in the pasuk talks about Pesach and Matzah. It's not talking about Mara. But the Rosh is saying, what's the takana of Mara Drabanan? Is it ke'en daraisa? It's only achsher the pisch, it's only tofel to the Pesach. Or should we say that if you're eating it by itself, so then it's not tofel to any carbon Pesach, then it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, then it's a mitzvah achila. So to that, the Rosh Taka says, look at the Nusach HaBracha. Not that because we say al achilas Mara, that's why you need a kazayis. No, it's a raya. It's not a raya to Mara daraisa. For that, we can just look at the Pasuk. You don't need a Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha is a raya that Mara Darabonan is a mitzvah achila, even if Mara Darais is not. Okay, this is the Rav's approach in the Rosh. It's a very beautiful idea. It takes the Trumas Hadesh and the Shagas Ayah, but takes it one step further. That the problem we had with the Shagas Ayah and Trumas Hadesh is answered because you no longer have to pilpul whether achila in the Pasuk refers to Mara, doesn't refer to Mara, because that's not what the Rosh is going on. He's going on Mara Darabonan. Trying to prove in the Nusach HaBracha that Mara Darabana is a mitzvah. Okay. One thing that emerges is that Mara requires a kazayis. After all the dust settles, we know Mara requires a kazayis. We knew that before the Rosh too, because the Mishnah says mitzvah from the kazayis, and the Gemara over here talks about that it's mitzvah to talk to the achilas problem. So Mara needs a kazayis. The problem is, this is part of the sugya. Reish Lakish tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah that mitzvah sirchas kavana. So now that we know that Mara requires a kazayis, we've got a problem here. What's the case in the Mishnah? That you're eating chazeres, you're using chazeres both for karpas and for Mara, right? For Mara, you're going to need a kazayis. For karpas, what do you need? How much do you eat? So most Rishonim hold that you eat less than a kazayis. Some Rishonim say that you dafka should eat less than a kazayis, but you certainly don't have to eat a kazayis. Maybe it's better not to eat a kazayis. So the chor, it's a pella. Reish Lakish wants to bring a raya the mitzvah sichas kavana from the fact that you have the tibul sheini, that the tibul of karpas, the first tibul for chazeres, wasn't enough. You need another tibul. Must be mitzvah sichas kavana, because if mitzvah sichas kavana, why don't you need a second tibul? The first tibul was enough. First tibul was enough. How much did you need for the first tibul? Less than the kazayis. If you need a kazayis for more, then you weren't yotzei more with the rest of that. So you could say mitzvah sechilas kavanah from height is more from today until tomorrow. It's not going to help you because you didn't eat a shear. What's the havamina to prove mitzvah sechilas kavanah from Amish? Amish pilei ploim. The Maral doesn't ask this kasha. He doesn't ask it as a kasha. He says, I'll bring you a raya to the Rambam from Agama. What is a Rambam? Rambam holds that how much do you have to eat for karpas? Help me now. The Rambam says you need to eat a kezayis for karpas, right? It's up to Maral. Oh, it's gevaldik. Reish Lakish tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah, this is Sichas Kavana. The fact that Chazal was talking the second table, you're not going to be able to with the karpas, because you're taking it for karpas, you're taking it as a heker. Not taking it for the mitzvah. So you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. That's the right. So according to the Rambam, it's gevaldik, because the Rambam holds that you have to have a kazayis for karpas too. So if you're having a kazayis for karpas too, and you're eating the chazeres, a kazayis from chazeres, that can count for more. So if you hold mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana, then what do you need tibul sheni? So very shlokish. That proves that mitzvahs shichas kavana. So according to the Rambam, the raya of the Gemara is gevaldik. But according to the other Rishonim, it's daf pilei ploy. What kind of a raya is this? Where's the Rambam? Let's take a look at this Rambam again. Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Maschil v'varech v'arei pri adama v'lokeach yerek v'metabel osa b'charoses v'ochel kezayis. Hu v'chol amasub mimo kolecha v'echad en ochel pochos mikezayis. Rama mentions Yidib Karpas and Tacharosis, and then he emphasizes, Ochel Kezayis, Hu V'chol HaMasuv Me'im HaKalecha Ve'echad, Ein Ochel Pochos Me'Kezayis. I mean, Imamish says, black on white, it's clear. The Hagos Maimon, he is very troubled with this Rama. He says, Kezayis Zeh, Ein Yodea Mativo. I don't know, what's this Kezayis doing here? Bishlam Amorer, Dachila Ksiv Beven Achila Pochos Mikazayas, like the Uraim. He says, Mora says Achila. Interesting. Not so clear, right? That's the Chasam Sofer's understanding, that really Achila relates to Mora. Bishlam Amorer, Dachila Ksiv Beven Achila Pochos Mikazayas, Ela Tibul Zeharishon, Eno Ela Lehasmia Hatinokos, Yeshalom. This Tibul Rishon is a heck of a Tinokos. What do you need a Shir? Bekoldu Sagi. You're just making a bracha rishon. It's no bracha samitzvah. You don't need a shir. It's no bracha achrona. You don't need a shir for a bracha rishon. Usvrani, he says, Shato sofer hu. I think it's a tov sofer in the Rambam. Shakosu bekan, shakosvo bekan achar umetabel bacharosas. Mashahayaroi lios kosuv lekamon achar umetabel bacharosas the gabe mor. What's that goes, my man? He's saying the Rambam writes over here with tablos of acharosis, and then he has this extra statement. Ochel kezayis uvuchal masub meimo kolecha ve'echad ein ochel pochas mekezayis. So zokta hagolos maimini. I don't think that belongs over here. It belongs after another umatabel b'charosis. Later by Mara, the Rambam holds you have to be matabel all achilos in charosis, right? But he says I think it belongs over here in perek ches halacha ches. Bizman azeh she'ein sham korban, achar she'mavarech ha'motzi lechem, chozeh mavarech al achilas matzo, metal matzo b'charoses v'ochem, chozeh mavarech al achilas mor, metal mor b'charoses v'ochem. Metal mor b'charoses v'ochem. Zok b'hagolos maimini. Right here, you know, it's a cut and paste. Different from the modern vernacular. He says you should cut and paste. V'ochel kezayis uvuchel masu b'mimo, kol lecha v'echad en ochel pochos mekezayis. That's where it belongs, not here. That's what he says. Because I don't think the Rambam meant you need to eat a kazayas for karpas. Why? It's a hegel tinokos. No need for kazayas. Like the tour, like Rov Rishonim will say you don't need a kazayas for karpas. I don't know. The Hagos Maimonides textual emendation is really very strange. He's so bothered with the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention karpas by Mara. The Rambam doesn't mention, not Karpas by Mara, Kezayis by Mara. He's so bothered that the Rambam doesn't mention Kezayis by Mara. What else doesn't the Rambam mention Kezayis by Mara? What else? He doesn't mention Kezayis by Mara, see? Halacha ches. We just read it. Chozo mevorech al achilas matzo, metal matzo b'charoses v'ochel. Where's the Kezayis? He doesn't mention Kezayis by Mara. So what's the big deal? Why he doesn't have a kezayis by Mara? Oh, so the kezayis that he mentioned by Karpas, no, it's shalom and koma, really supposed to be by Mara. No. The Rambam doesn't mention kezayis by Matzah Mara because it's obvious that they need a kezayis. That's a mitzvah sachila. Karpas is not a mitzvah sachila, it's a hekel tinoko. So to say that you need a kezayis, that's a big chiddush. Why should you need a kezayis by Karpas? So we explain, the Rambam holds that even though fundamentally karpas is a heker, but chazal and mitzvah sachila in it, okay, there's a lot of this. But it's still a chiddush. It's still chiddush by matzah mar. So that's why the Rambam doesn't mention kazayas. So just because the Rambam doesn't mention kazayas by mar, don't tell me that the kazayas he says by karpas really belong to mar. You know, that's fancy footwork. What's more, we know that mar has to be kazayas. Mordi Blau pointed out that the Rambam himself in Perek Gimel, in Perek, Parakhes Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says beferish that Mara requires a kezayis. Do we have it here? No, we don't have it. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says mitzdarif on the kezayis. So the Rambam, in his Lashon, he says that many different types of Mara can be mitzdarif to the kezayis. Mitzdarif to what? To a kezayis? Did I hear kezayis? Mitzdarif on the kezayis. The Rambam says you need a kezayis of Mara. When he's talking about what to do at the Seder, the details of, you know, the how-to, he doesn't tell you kezayis because it's understood. It's understood from the halacha that he quotes that all the different minim of mar can be mitzvah to kezayis. It's understood because it's a mitzvah sachila. So once it's a mitzvah sachila, then it's going to require kezayis. Karpas is the chiddush. Okay, but that is what the Rambam holds. That seems to them. The Hagolos Maimi is not convinced, but Parshat Pshat in the Rambam said he holds that not only Mor requires a Kazayas, but Karpas requires a Kazayas as well. So Zok the Maral, according to the Rambam, everything is Gevaldik. Reish Lakish Yisrael is Gevaldik, because since you're going to have a Kazayas for Karpas, so if Mitzvah Sein Tzichas Kavana, then you don't have to eat Chazeres for Mor too. If you only have Chazeres, you're eating Chazeres both for Karpas and for Mor. If you have a kezayis for karpas, then that'll count for mar. But if you hold like the other Rishonim, you're not going to have a kezayis for karpas. So what's the raya that mitzvah shiras kavana? Right? Maybe taka mitzvah zayin shiras kavana, but you're still not going to be yotzei because you didn't have a kezayis for mar. So the karpanasana works very hard on this kash. And I saw when I came in to say this morning that the talmidim were working very hard on the karpanasana. That works very hard on this kash. So let's see the carbon asana together. Okay, let's look at it inside, and we'll clarify what the carbon asana says. This is the carbon asana on the rush, okay, on that rush. Ospei. Avol biyirokos harishonos eino tzarev mehem kezayis. Maral miprago chiyach kedas haramam de biyirokos nami tzara kezayis midaparach ve'otovel leichodo zimlen. Reish Lakish says that there's a raya mitzvah sirchas kavana because you need the tibul sheni, and the tibul rishon didn't work. So if you're not eating a kezayis, the tibul rishon, what's the hava mina? That's the maral. It's the maral. I gave you the maral. I gave you the Gurus Hashem. But the Korban Asana quotes it bekitzer. El arkoch al muzad the tibul rishon nami bina kezayis. The Kolze Maksha Havalei L'Rabbanu Litkunei Sheyochal B'Tibul Rishon Kizayis Loboi Tibul Sheini Adka. The Peches, I imagine it's Pupula Charifta. No, there is no Pupula Charifta on Pesachim. But someone gives an answer, says the Korban Asana, that Reish Lakish Yisrael is this, that if you held Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, so then the Chachamim should be Mesakin in a case where you don't have any other vegetables, you only have Chazeres, so they should have been Mesakin that you should eat a Kezayis for Karpas. That's what they should have been Mesakin. Eat a Kezayis for Karpas, even though really you're eating the Chazeres for Heker Latinokos. You're not eating that for Mor. Fundamentally, it's coming as a Heker, but Chazal should have been Mesakin that you should have a Kezayis. And if you have a kezayis, then you don't need a tibul sheni. The person's not thinking about mara, then he's thinking about karpas. He's thinking about a heker latinokos. But chazal should have been misaken that. Why should you have the chazeres early? As we said before, the Gemara is going to mention later, right? Acha shemid lekriso mimenu chozem avar chalel. What, you're going to do it later? You're going to have another chazeres for mara? You have a chazeres for karpas already. So chazal should be misakin that even though you're not really eating it, but tzarech morar, but there should be misakin that you should eat a kezayis. Normally, when you have karpas, if you have a potato, you have a celery, a piece of celery, some other vegetable besides chazeres, so then there's no need to have a kezayis. But if you're using chazeres because you don't have another vegetable, so then fakert, chazal should be misakein to do karpas with a kezayis, so that you'll be yotze mar with your first achila of the chazeres of the night. Why should they institute a tibul sheni? It must be the mitzvah sirat kavana. You're not going to be also with the first people because you don't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah marvah. That's what this Achron wanted to say. So the Korban Nisanel says the less. I don't think it's correct. What are you telling me? Better the chazal should be misakein to eat a kezayis of marvah for kappa, so you'll be otzei mar. That's not be'idan mara. We know mara bismana is supposed to be after the matzah. So why would they be misakin that you should eat a kezayis and be yotze mara now? Because mitzvah is enshiras kavana. It's better to have the mara bismana. They shouldn't make such a takan. So the Korban Nisanel says, I don't like that answer. He doesn't like that answer. Again, the answer that the Bukul Harifta had was not that. If everyone just follows the standard takona to eat karpas, eating karpas of a chazeres, automatically you're going to be yotzei mar. No, the standard takona is that you don't have to eat a kezayis of karpas. If you have any other vegetable, you wouldn't have to eat a kezayis of karpas. So if you follow the standard and eat less than a kezayis of a chazeres, you're not going to be yotzei. No, the raya was that chazal should be misakin if you only have chazeres to eat a kezayis of karpas. A kezayis of chazeres for karpas. And then, because mitzvah sent you to then you'll taka be yotze. So to that, the Korban Nisanel says, that's not a good takana. Then you'll be yotze, the mara shalob is mara. You'll be yotze the mara before the matzah. It doesn't really belong before the matzah. So what is the answer? The linear portion says the Korban Nisanel, the lefima shakosu atosus, the chochas reish lokish, the svirle, the masnisen ari mistoma, the chol inyin, afilo echa the islay sha'ar yirokis. He says, we know there's a machlokas, the Rashbam and Tosfos. What's Reish Lakish is right? The Rashbam says that Reish Lakish understood the Mishnah is told about when you don't have other vegetables. Why else are you taking chazeres for karpas? Better to eat the chazeres later for mara. Reish Lakish understood that the Mishnah is talking about where you don't have other yerokas, other vegetables, and you're taking the chazeres. So that's his kasha. Why do you need the tibul sheni if you don't have other vegetables and you're taking the chazeres even for karpas? You'll be also the mara with the chazeres for karpas. It must be that mitzvahs tzrichas kavon. But Tosfos said, no, Reish Lakish's raya is not from the fact that you need two tibulim of mar. Reish Lakish knew that you needed two tibulim, remember? Remember? Reish Lakish knew that you needed two tibulim. That wasn't the shaila. Reish Lakish brought a raya from the fact that the Mishnah is taught, he thought the Mishnah is talking about where you have other vegetables, and nevertheless, you're allowed to take chazeres for karpas. And you'll do two tibulim with the chazeres. Why should we allow you to do two tibulim with the chazeres if you have other vegetables anyway? Do the karpas on the other vegetables and do mara on the chazeres. Why take chazeres first? If you take the chazeres first, you'll be on to the mara, and then you're not going to be able to take the chazeres a second time. You want to have the trei tibulim. He knew that you needed trei tibulim, so he says if you have other vegetables. Why would Chazal misakin that you're allowed to do karpas and mara with the chazeres? Do karpas with the other vegetables, then you'll do mara with chazeres. So it must be the mitzvah shiras kavon. What emerges from Tosfos? Tosfos understood. Reish Lakish looked at the Mishnah and says the Mishnah is talking about all circumstances. It's talking in general, bistama. Whether you don't have other vegetables or you have other vegetables doesn't matter. The Mishnah is saying. You can take chazeres both for karpas and for mara, no problem. And it's talking to stomach. whether you have other vegetables, don't have other vegetables, so that's his kasha. If you have other vegetables, why did the Chachamim say that you could still take chazaras both for karpas and mara? It'll turn out that you'll be yotze karpas and mara in one fell swoop with your first achila. Because Mitzvah Zeh Zivos Gavana. So he says, obviously, it means that Mitzvah Zeh Zivos Gavana. Said the Korban the Sanal, according to Tosus, what do you see? Reish Lakish's whole raya was based on the assumption that he thought that the Mishnah is talking b'stama in all cases. All cases, whether you have other vegetables, don't have other vegetables, right? Talking b'stama. So who are the nami here? The Mishnah is talking b'stama, whether you had less than a kezias of karpas, you had a kezias of karpas, any case! Right? It's not, the Mishnah is not telling, this doesn't mention anything about kezias. No matter what you eat, the Mishnah is saying you'll have two tibulim. You'll have two tibulim. So that's the raya. What's the kasha we had? Reish Lakish is bringing a raya mitzvah sichas gavana. Why do you need two tibulim? I'll tell you why. Because for the karpas, you're not gonna have a kazayas. You only have less than a kazayas. So after the carbon asalim, Reish Lakish understood the Mishnah is talking with stomach. It's saying no matter what you eat for the karpas. You know, some people they try to. You're supposed to cut the karpas into small pieces so they don't have a kazayas. But you know, the kids they always like try to have a little more karpas. You know, when the parents are not looking, they have two pieces. You know. Sometimes a person makes a mistake and they'll have a kezias. Right? B'stama. Normally we have less than a kezias, but you might have a kezias. Reish Lakish's raya is that the Mishnah is talking b'stama even if you eat a kezias. But if you eat a kezias, then you don't need to take chazeres for a tibul sheni. Because you will yotze with the kezias of the karpas. So why are you taking a tibul sheni? If the Mishnah is talking b'stama, not in all cases do you have to have a tibul sheni. So Reish Lakish, that's the raya, the mitzvah sichas kavana. Because even if you had a kezias for karpas, a kezias for chazeres, you're still not going to be able to eat. Okay, this is the answer the Kavan Sanal gives to be dochem, the raya of the maral for the Rambam. Questions? Yes.
Well,
well, there are other issues that we have to talk about. Yeah, even desires and having a key to make a rabbi. Okay, that's not the matter. But there's no issue with the karpas. You could eat a desires, you could eat less than the karpas. But the point is, if you eat a desires of chazeres and shen karpas, then if you hold this essential as karpas, you can both see more. There's no need to have a second meal. So if the mission is talking to stoma, whether you had less than a desires of karpas, or even if you had a desires of karpas, it's not the doctor mission. Once again, until now we've assumed that you need a kezias for mara. That's what we keep on saying. And it's true. It's a Mishnah. But there is one case where some of the achronim point out that maybe you don't need a kezias. It's a debate. Some hold you do, but some hold that you don't. What's that? The minhag of many chassidim is to take tamcha, to take horseradish for mara. The root of the horseradish, you know that white root that everyone buys before Pesach, that many people have before Pesach. But the Hasidim, there's a minhag in some Hasidim that they take less than a kezias. They don't take a kezias. If they eat romaine lettuce, then they would take a kezias. But their minhag is to take, they didn't have romaine lettuce in Europe, but they had the horseradish. The horseradish stayed, right? They couldn't refrigerate the romaine lettuce, but the horseradish, didn't spoil, so they used horseradish. So the Kosher Golov Gaon, Rav Arye Leib Fromer, whose picture is in 5A over here in the library, was killed by the Nazis in Auschwitz. The Kosher Golov Gaon in his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, not Rabbi Shechter's Eretz HaTzvi, but the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. He was a Hasidish Gaon, so he quotes from Reb Shalom of Belz, who Taka had the minhag to take less than a kezias of tamcha and to make a bracha al achilas mara on it and to eat it. The shame mara. Lechora, it's a pella. make a bracha al achilas mara on less than a kezayis? How does that work? First of all, the Mishnah says a mitzvah from the kezayis. The Mishnah lamed tes. It sounds like you need a kezayis of mara. That's the whole tzirus. You need a shear. So how can less than a kezayis work over here? Well, what's Reb Shalom of Belz assuming? That you can make a bracha al achilas mara, even though you're not eating a kezayis. And how are you going to the mitzvah of mar if you're not eating kezayis? So some wanted to suggest that when the Mishnah says mitzvah and kezayis, it's talking about the other types of mar, not the tamar. Mar that's not so bitter. Not the horseradish root. The other types of mar, the chasa, the romaine lettuce, or other types of mar that the Mishnah mentions. There, they can be mitzvah and kezayis. There you need a shear. But by tamcha, some poskim want to say you don't need a shir kezayis. Why? There's an old comment of the Mogen Avraham that seems to distinguish between what he calls crane, or what we probably call chrein. Aren't you familiar? Chrein? Not crin. Do you read it crin? Chrein. Horseradish. Everyone knows chrein. Even if you're not a Yiddish, you're not a native Yiddish speaker, you still know what chrein is. So the Magen Avraham talks about chrein. What happens if you take chrein for mar? Let's see this Magen Avraham inside. It's very interesting. Very interesting chidush. Most people don't know this Magen Avraham. Very, very interesting chidush of the Magen Avraham. What does he say? First you have to find it. Oh. Magen Avraham is on page 15. Sarach Ian, this is a Magen Avraham in Tofai in Heis of Kotn Yud. Magen Avraham says, Sarach Ian, Lididon, Shanunogin, Likach, Chrein, Lamora. Imkain Heich Mavach, and Allah Bari Priadama, Do Ain Royal Lechel, Kishuchai. The Magen Avraham says, how can you make a Bari Priadama on Chrein? It's not Royal Lechel Chai. You don't eat it if it's not cooked. Right? You don't eat it raw. It's not edible. That's what he says. It's not edible. Bishlam k'shemavarech al shayu rakos bari pri adama lo kosha heich nifter hakrein bozeh detzarech levarech alav shakol. What if you put crane? You put crane together with other vegetables. So you make a hadama on the other vegetables. So don't ask why that pot is the crane, even though the crane should really get a shahakol. He's saying it's not really roy lechol shulchai. The Birchas HaMotzi is going to pat him. It's not that the other vegetables, the hadam of the other vegetables, pat is the crane. That's sort of a side point in the Magen Avraham. Right, first, he mentions that the crane is not royal achila kamoshehu, so you shouldn't really make a bracha on it. Certainly not a hadamah. He talks about whether other vegetables can potter it, but now he says that he puts in the clinch. The only relisha ochel crane in a mavarcha of klal. Not only did he not make hadama, but don't even make a shahakol. Doesn't get a bracha b'chlal. Chain derech la ochel kamoshu. It's not a derech achila to eat it raw. So if it's not a derech achila to eat it raw, zok the magen avraham. Shouldn't get any bracha b'chlal. Any bracha rishon. Kamoshakos of Simon Reish Beis Gabi Pilpulin. Pepper. What's the bracha on pepper? He says, pepper? It's not Roy Lachila rule. He gets no bracha at all. Did you ever try to eat pepper? Don't try it. It's not Chazi Lachila, he says. So you're not going to make a bracha on pilpulin if you just eat it raw. And he says, if you eat Korean raw, you're not going to make a bracha on that either. Lochein Nerelis Okta Magad Avram Dimein Lo Shar Yirokos. Omer mitchila birchas al achilas mora levat. Says if you don't have any other vegetables for mora, you don't have any other chasa, whatever, any other type of mora, you make a bracha al achilas mora, make the birchas ha mitzvah, but no birchas hanenin. Right? You're not gonna make a hadama for the karpas anyway, right? So don't make a bracha on the chrein, but you make a birchas ha mitzvah, and that's all. Wow. So the Magen Avraham seems to say that on Tamcha, you don't make a bracha rishon at all. don't make the bracha rishon at all. And yet he says the bracha l'achilas maror is lozozam in koma. Right? It's a brichas mitzvah. Aye, but you say achila no chazal besakin etos a bracha for mitzvahs maror. Even though what you're eating, grain, there's no achila in that because it's not chazi l'achila, it doesn't get a bracha rishona. But the brichas mitzvah is not going to change. It's not going to change. So you'll mention a losh achila, though technically you're not really doing an achila because it's not really a food. Not a food b'chlal, he says. So that's why. So some say, according to the Magen Avraham, you understand why if you have chrein, there's no need to have a tabakizanis. You're having an achilas mitzvah over here, but it's not a real achila because you're not really eating something that's chazi l'achila. But harai, the Magen Avraham says, doesn't get a bracha rishon at all. That's the Magen Avraham shita. That if you eat tamka raw, you're not gonna make a bracha rishon at all because it's not chazi l'achila. So someone has suggest that's why you don't have to eat a kazayis either. You're going to say al achilas mara? No, you're just using the nusach habracha, the chazal with musakin. That's okay. But it's not really achilas, so because it's not really an achila, that's why you're not going to use a kazayis. That's what someone has suggested. But it's difficult. Not everyone agrees with the Magen Avraham. There are many who say that you make a shahakol on the chrein if you eat it by itself. Others say that maybe make a hadama. Maybe hadama is appropriate for chrein, at least on the Seder night. But if there's no achila on the chrein on the Seder night, no, there's a mitzvah to have mara. So maybe the mitzvah's mara defines this as an achila on the Seder night. Maybe on a Tuesday or Wednesday night during the year, we're not going to have chrein plain. I don't know. Are there some people who like horseradish plain? The horseradish we have is even cooked. It's cooked and it's mixed with beets and whatnot. It has a taste to it. It's a little different. But you know, would anyone imagine eating horseradish plain? I know a lot of people do it on the Seder night, but you know, we'd never do it on a regular basis. But because on the Seder night there's a mitzvah to have mara, so that changes it. Now it's chazi l'achila. People do eat it on the Seder night. So the comment of the Magen Avraham, even if he's right, like Abi Brichas Hanenim Kol Hashana Kula, it's unclear that on the Seder night that's really true. Because on the Seder night, maybe it is considered chazi l'achila. It's normal to have the chrein by itself on the Seder night. So maybe, Taka, you should make a hadam on it the Seder night. Maybe the hadam of the potatoes from the carpets really can part of the mar. Make it right in, because hadam is really the appropriate bracha for the mar on the Seder night. Because it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, then maybe it is called an achila. But if it is called an achila, so why don't you make his eyes? So someone has suggested maybe the answer is based on another discussion in the Achronim. Some of the Achronim talk about what's the din, what's the shear that you need for bracha achrona on schnapps. So you would say, what, bracha achrona on schnapps? Who's drinking schnapps? Kiddush on schnapps. What's the shear for bracha achrona on schnapps? So the Taz in Hilchas Brachas has a very famous line. This is on page 16. Let's give a little background. What's the shiva bracha for bracha achrona? Not on schnapps, for any drinking. Oh, not poshut at all. We know the shiva bracha achrona on foods, on solid foods, is a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis. For bracha rishona, even a kol shehu. Even if you eat a kol shehu, you make a bracha rishona. But for bracha achrona, you need to have a shir. It has to be a davar chosho, v'yachal davar savato thereafter, right? And we learn from brichas amazon to all the brachas achrona. So for solid food, the shear is a kezayis. But for liquids, it's a big discussion in the poskim. Some say the shear is a kezayis also. Some say the shear is a revius. A revius. Which is a beitzo mechza. That's three kezayisim, right? Revius is a beitzo mechza, we say. Remember the shear? Slach. Right, a beitzo mechza. And some say kemalolum, of rove of a revius. They're different shiurim. Even Shiurim, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Tzadi, talking about Koshel Bracha, he says that really it's appropriate to drink a revius from the Koshel Bracha, because if not, you enter into a Safik Bracha Chon. You got to drink Kemalo Lugma, because I'm a Varach Tzarek Shiyutam. So let's say someone gives you the Kosel Bracha Tzamazel. So what are you supposed to do? If you drink Kemalo Lugma, then it's a Shaila, because you drank more than a Kezayis. You drank Kemalo Lugma, but not a revius. So if the Shir is revius or Bracha Chon, then you can't make a Bracha Chon, but it's a Safik, maybe a Chai, maybe a Potter. So best to drink a revius. That's the chumrah, that the mevarech should drink a ravitz. Some suggest if everyone at the table is combined to a kimel olumah, that's enough. But it's better for the mevarech to drink a ravitz. What's the shear? So yayin sarach for schnapps. So the Taz writes in Simid Reishu, Hashosa pochos meraviz. Right? Ha'ochel pochos mekezayis bemi paz bemi sharochum Hashosa pochos meraviz bemi yayin bemi sham ashkin mevarech tchila baruch haruyi los amin la'achrav enu mevarech klal. The Shulchan Aruch says that less than a raviz, you're not going to make a baruch haruyi. Says the Taz, nearly the yayin sarav shebe medinosenu enu bechlal zeh debaze i'ef shelishtos raviz halog shubay tzom mechza. Says the Taz, the Marad Gechidish, that when it comes to Yayin Saraf, it doesn't need Revi'ah, it doesn't need a Shir. You have to make a Baruch HaChron even on less. Why? Because it's not normal to drink such an amount. Who drinks a Revi'ah of schnapps? Revi'ah of schnapps? 4.5 ounces of schnapps, that's a tremendous amount. You drink a shot. One shot. Two shots, that's it. You have to 2 shots, stop. No more. Okay, so what are we talking about? What, 2 ounces? 3 ounces? That's it. That's it. That's it. You heard me. Don't even take the first shot. So says the Taz, it's not normal to drink a ravias. So if it's not normal to drink a ravias, then the shear obviously has to be less than a ravias. It's what people normally, a shot. If you drink a shot, you can make a burn of fushes on the shot of whiskey. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi says that according to the Svar of the Taz, you can make Kiddush on schnapps, even though you're not going to have a revius. But you fill up a cup with a revius of schnapps? Who does that? You put the schnapps into a shot glass. But what are you doing a shot? It's less than a revius. There are two halachas over here that you're contending with. First of all, the kosher bracha is supposed to hold the revius, and you're supposed to drink a melumah from the kosher bracha. So with schnapps, the kosh is not going to hold the revius, and you're not going to drink from low lumma. Most people are not even going to drink, 1.7 ounces. Close to that, okay, maybe 1.7 ounces. But the cup is not going to hold the revius, and you're going to fill up 4.5 ounces of schnapps, or 3.5 ounces of schnapps. People don't do that. So Zogta Har Tzvi, but it's not a problem. According to the Taz, shiurim change for Yayin Saraf. No one's saying that Yayin Saraf, that schnapps is not a bar shtiyah. There's no shtia in schnapps. No one's going that far. Of course you have a shesia in schnapps. But the sheer chashivas for the shesia of schnapps to require bracha achrona is much smaller because it follows derech b'nei adam. If it's normal for people to eat a smaller amount, that's all that they eat of this item. It's so sharp, it's so, strong that you're not going to eat more than that. Then that's the sheer chashivas for bracha achrona too. So Zokter Tzipesar Frank, that's the Shir Chashivas of Baruch Achrona, then the same holds true for Kiddush. You can make Kiddush on that, even though you're not going to have the full Shir. Everyone asks, how did the Chassidim make Kiddush, even non-Chassidim, make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, on Schnapps with less than a Revi'ah? It's doch less than the Shir. If it's less than the Shir, you can't make Kiddush on that. We're not talking about a Baruch Achrona issue, but how can you make Kiddush on that? So one of the answers might be is that the Shir for Yayin Saraf is different, because it's whole Chashivas is defined differently. It's measured differently. So if it's measured differently for Baruch HaChron, it should be measured differently for Kiddush as well. V'hu adinami for Mora. According to the Taz, perhaps this is the answer to Shalom Belz's minig, right? The Eretz Tzvi quotes the minig of the Hasidim to take less than a kezayis of horseradish for Mora. How can they do that? But ein achila pkusim a kezayis. Mora requires a kezayis. The answer is Mora requires an achila chashuva. That's what the word achila means. Achila chashuva. It means achila chashuva. If you define that the achila chashuva of this particular item is less than the shir kezayis, then that's called an achila. That's called an achila. Don't tell me that what you can make a bracha al achila smara, but you're not doing an achila. You're making the bracha anyway. No, the bracha al achila smara applies to this item because this really is an achila for the tamcha. Right. This isn't achila, because that's the normal way, that's the normal amount that people are going to eat. They're not going to eat so much. If they eat a little bit, then that's normal for them, for the mitzvah. So you can make a bracha al achila smar, even on less than a kezayis. That's what someone has suggested to justify this minhag. It's not completely compelling, because even though the Taz does make his statement, but not everyone agrees. The Magen Avraham argues with the Taz. Magen Avraham says that if you want to make a bracha achrona on yayin tzaraf and schnapps, you got to have a shir. You have to have a shir. Lo chilkul chachamim b'shirayim. Lo chilkul chachamim b'shirayim. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Magen Avraham, not like the Taz. This is a chumr. Chumr of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Tzadi in Sifkaton Yud Dalid, he says, "Odes kimu de ein chiluk ben shar mashkimu ben yain tzarf al bishabi in the yain tzarf miyas v'daite de in shi v'pachas revius." Even though people are satisfied, miyas v'daite, they're satisfied with less than a revius. You heard it live. They're satisfied with less than a revius of schnapps, much less than a revius of schnapps. Lo chilko chacham b'shiuran udelo ketaz lekaman b'simin reishiyur. Shar Tzion says this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham argues with the Taz. He says that there's no chilk in shiurim. Chazal say the shir chashiris of bracha achrona is a shir revius. That's the shir. And based on that, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Hilchos Kiddush in simin ayin reish beis. Right, in simin ayin reish beis of cotton lamid. Mishnah Berurah says you could be Makadesh ala Sheikhar Baboker with Makadesh even a Chamar Medina, the beverage of the Medina, at least in Kiddush by day. Kiddush by day with Makadesh even a Chamar Medina. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'mchobiv lo yayin sarav yochel l'kadesh olav bayom l'chathil v'mdina senu shu Chamar Medina. You gotta choose a Chamar Medina. You can't just be Kiddush on any level. Has to be Chamar Medina, but Yayin Sarach, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a Chamar Medina. It's a choshev, a beverage that you'll be mechabed someone with. So you can make Kiddush with that, he says. Achshi zor likach kos machzik revius v'lishtos mimeno melo lugmav shiro revius. But be careful to fill up the kos with the revius and to drink him melo lugmav from the kos. There's no difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, whether you make Kiddush on Yayin Sarach, or you make Kiddush on regular yayin or grape juice. You have to have the same shiur. Same shiur. Because lo chilkul chachamim b'shiurayim. The Marsham, the Barjana Rav, one of the Gedolei Aposkim. So he says the minig that many chassidim have to make Kiddush on a small cup of schnapps is based on the Taz. And he says you can be somech on that for Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos. He says Kiddush is only the Rabbanan, Bayom, Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. And he says what's more, it's chaviv for people, Baboker. Well, you know, it's chaviv for them to make Kiddush on schnapps. They enjoy having a little schnapps in the morning. So because it's chaviv, that's more of a reason to make Kiddush on the schnapps. So maybe perhaps there's room to be made. Even though it's a machlokas, the Taz and the Magen Avraham. You're picking the Taz over the Magen Avraham. So he says, because it's chaviv baboker, it's chaviv, so then this type of Chamar Medina you can make Kiddush on, and you can rely on the Taz. You can rely on the Taz. It's not so simple. Rabbi Shechter points out that the whole idea of using Chamar Medina for Kiddush, that's only where Yayin is not Motzah. If Yayin is Motzah, Yayin is commonly available, then Lechora, you should use Yayin. You should use Yayin. Not just use Chamar Medina. I guess the answer is people feel that the schnapps is more choshev than the Yayin. We think Yayin is more choshev than any other beverage. But I guess the people who know. Right? The people who make schnapps, who make Kiddush on schnapps and Shabbos by day, they it's choshev. Right? It's more choshev than the Yayin. So they feel in such a case, maybe it's better than the Yayin. But without the Taz, you couldn't make Kiddush on less than a revius of schnapps. Wouldn't make any sense. Yes, it's still relying on the Taz. Still relying on the Taz. But for Mitzvah's Mara, it's probably better not to be made. Better to have a Kezias. Have a Kezias of the Tamcha. If that's what your minig is, it's better to have the Kezias of the Tamcha. Break it into smaller pieces and eat it up and you'll finish it. Because the whole cooler when it comes to Kiddush is questionable to begin with. Even though Mara is only the Rabbanu Bizman is there too, it's like Kiddush Baboker, but this idea of chaviv doesn't really apply. You know, it's is it really normal for people to eat the tamcha? It's not so clear that it's so chaviv to people. You're eating it for the mitzvah. You're eating it for the mitzvah. So to rely on this taz that it's a function of what the derech b'nei adam is, and if derech b'nei adam is to eat less than a shir, then you don't need a shir for the chashivas, for bracha achrona. By the same token, it should be called achila less than a shir. It's a big chiddush. So it's better for Mara. It's taka better for Mara to have a full kezias. But this is the basis of those who taka amekel to have less than a shir, because they hold that it's a davar chashuv. This is the way that people eat it. They eat less than a shir, so therefore it's chashuv. If it's chashuv for bracha achrona, then it's going to work for Mara as well.